Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Be Here Now. I'm Heather Filona, joined by Tina Godin. And we've got a special guest host tonight that I'm super excited about, Mary Lloyd. And for those of you who do not know, Mary Lloyd is a medium and an animal intuitive. And she brings together people with their guides and loved ones that have crossed over and animal connections. And I'm super excited about that. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. As far as our topic goes, but just so everyone's aware, Mary will be with us and we will be going through and giving readings to everyone, and maybe some animals will come in, and this is going to be fun. So Mary, tell us about yourself and how you got into this and animals and like what that's like, a little bit of background.
Well, first of all, I want to say hello to everybody. And thank you, Heather and Tina, for having me on. This is a great experience, and it's going to be a wild adventure.
Definitely.
So I have always been connected with animals throughout my whole life. Growing up, there's notes that I found from family members just talking about me and the animals. And every family picture, I have an animal. And so animals have always been just paramount in my life. I wasn't aware of my connection with them and what I was, what I was doing interacting with them. I was having full conversations with them, but it was so normal to me that I thought everybody did it. I tended, when I was growing up, to interact with the animals and their surroundings, being outside more than I did with people. And again, throughout my life, that has been a constant theme. So there are a lot of things started to happening in my life that I started to close down. I was probably, maybe six, early elementary school time period. And I still was very much drawn to animals, but my awareness of why and what was going on just really melted away. And as I grew up and just kind of went through school and started a career and all that kind of parts of life, I seem to have gotten further and further away from really interacting with animals in a sense of really talking to them and being close and very aware of my interactions with them. I did, when I was going through school, I was very drawn to disciplines that involved animals, especially the sciences and whatnot. So as a career, I actually pursued working with animals. I initially started out thinking I was going to be a vet because that's what a lot of kids think about when they love animals. I'm going to be a vet and take care of them. And I always thought that was going to be a way I could heal them and just be around them more and more. I learned pretty quickly I couldn't, stomach working with animals in that manner. So I ended up actually following the path of working with animals and their behavior, and most specifically, kind of the whole animal kingdom and the ecology with animals. So I went into a career that works with animals as a larger footprint on the earth. And as I got through my career, I kind of had a different yearning to work with them, but I didn't know why. I had a death in my family just a few years ago, a very close member of my family, and that kind of catapulted me into a different, a new path in my life, or maybe it's the old path. But that's when I remembered all of what I was working with animals for, when, or what I was talking with animals and interacting with them when I was younger. And it also opened me up into a whole other type of, I guess, being. I really started to hear animals more and more. There was more depth to our conversations, a lot more variety. And I guess it was that event 3 or so years ago that kind of opened me back up to the mediumship and such. Ever since then, I've kind of been kind of trying to re-embrace everything that is out there, the communication with animals and the environment, mediumship, which feels kind of new but really isn't for me, and just helping people and healing people and animals and the environment. That's kind of a new path that I've been on of late, and it really feels much more like where I'm supposed to be. So that's
isn't that fascinating? A lot of people think that with animals, that how do you communicate with animals? But I think basically it's a soul, right? I mean, everyone has that connection, and so how would you say that is different though than like connecting with maybe crossed over loved ones?
It is, in a sense. I always find that the difference is when you're first connecting with them, and it's kind of our own personal, how we recognize the connection. So when I connect with somebody who's transitioned, a human that's transitioned, it feels very much the same as with animals in that first connection. But it's the dialogue right after the connection that's different.
Okay.
All the animals.
Interesting.
Animals do have personalities and different ways of communicating. Some of them are very, I guess in a human sense would be like very happy or hyper, and some are very slow and methodical. But it's that initial connection that kind of defines for me whether or not it's somebody that's passed versus an animal.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty cool when kind of having that as your background. I know a lot of people, especially when they, you know, they're fur babies or they're babies, right? Some people don't have kids. They have animals, and or some have both. And, to be able to do that is such an amazing gift. And I know I've had a reading by you personally, not connecting with animals, and I know you're phenomenal. So it would be interesting to have the animals come through. And I think you're like a little like, I think most mediums, but it's one of those, let me say it this way. A lot of the really good mediums that I've had the pleasure of working with are there's a little bit of a hesitation to come out of the shadows, so to speak, because just of, you know, the fear of like the judgment or whatever. And I mean, not to get into any of that, but I guess I would just say I think you're amazing, and I think you've the amount of people that are going to be helped by you is it's only going to increase the more that people know about you and your gifts. So just kind of a credit to that. I just felt like I needed to say that.
I want to say thank you, because you've been part of me coming out of getting kind of my confidence and courage. So I thank you, and I thank you for being a part of me learning to stand on my own natural legs. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. For a little bit of background on how actually I met, for those that don't know Mary, we were at a get together here in Denver, a little group of, you know, spiritualist people that, just kind of love to commune and whatnot. And I noticed you were very, you were a little bit reserved and shy, but I was like, you stood out more than anyone. Like some people, like I have my radar, right? And so some people, I go to the other side of the room and I'm like, okay, yeah, they're here, but I don't have to interact with them and I'm not going to. But with you, I was like, I like you. Like, talk to me. Like, I'm like, I just, you have that energy that you're genuine, you're real. And nowadays, like that's just comforting is all I can say. So just thank you for your light. So, enough of that love fest. Yeah. Tina, what is your experience with, I'm curious with animals, because I have my own experience, but I'm always curious. I don't know that I've ever actually had this conversation with other mediums about
what
that's
either.
Like.
First of all, Mary, I just want to say that your energy is amazing, and I'm seriously getting chill bumps here and just the gentleness, and I can totally see why animals are so attracted to you. It's that loving calmness energy that you just radiate, and I can feel it. And so it's I just want to tell you that first. It's amazing, and I love it. I feel great, you know, just soaking in. It just feels amazing. Now, for me, you're welcome. For me, it's so funny. A friend of mine had reached out to me, and she was really in a lot of pain, grief, you know, for the loss of her fur baby. And I had never really channeled an animal before. And so I just, I just said, well, I'm going to try this. And so I did give her a reading. And it was amazing to me because, as you mentioned, Mary, the dialogue was different. And, you know, although I was getting visuals, it wasn't like this clairaudiently. It wasn't like this conversation. It was more like a thought, like thoughts were I was getting in my mind. And it was like, it was really wild. And what her fur baby had shown me was, you know, just running. This dog happened to be a beagle, and, you know, he had big floppy ears, and he was just so happy just running in this green field. And it was amazing because I could just feel just the happiness and just the high energy, just happiness. But it was more than just high energy. It was just like this, I can't explain it, and maybe you can explain that to me, but it was just this, I am good. You know, I'm running around. I'm able to, you know, and he was at the end of his life. So he was limited with, you know, in his hips and everything. And it was just that feeling of I'm just free. And it was intense. And it was a really lovely reading, and it brought a lot of comfort to her just because they were so close. I mean, to the point of being, you know, soulmates. They're truly soulmates. And so I could just feel the love, and it was an amazing, but that was my only experience with that. So it was pretty amazing. And when my own dogs, because I had two labs who I was very close with, I remember getting a reading from someone that is an animal communicator, and it was wonderful, and it was nice to connect back with my, you know, my pooches, and they were my hiking buddies, and a lot came out in the reading, so it was very soothing for my soul, to my heart, and I, you know, received a lot of love out of that. So it's amazing. What's your experience, Heather, with that?
Yeah, it's.
Oh, go ahead, Mary.
Go ahead, and Heather, I'd be interested in hearing what your experience is, because I'm learning as you all are talking. So I'd love to hear your experience.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I actually, when I started doing mediumship, I had a lot of animals coming through, and I was kind of surprised. Not that I know this is kind of stupid, but like I'm pretty allergic to everything, including animals. I grew up with a ton of animals. I loved animals, but something, I feel like as my sensitivity increased, like I'm so like, I mean, this, we could do a whole nother show on how everything changes with your sensitivities. But I'm just, you know, for some reason, I can't be around a lot, like the fur bander or something. But anyway, they came through in readings, and I was like, well, that's funny. And I love them because their energy, they are unlike when I've connected with animals, and I've done quite a few, unexpectedly, quite frankly. I had one person that actually sought me out for a reading, and I was surprised. I mean, it was truly her fur baby. The dog was showing me a birthday party where she invited a bunch of neighborhood dogs over, and they actually had like a cake. I mean, this dog was like, and thank you for that, and showed me where his owner would go take them and play Frisbee. And so I have to say, in my experience, that when animals come through, they are actually more oftentimes a lot more clear than humans are. I don't know what that is. I don't know. I have no clue why. And maybe Mary, you can enlighten me, but they're just very pointed. They're like, and then I don't like you watching the television and turning it up too loud. And I like that you put my bowl over there. I mean, I've had them give very specific, or even when they pass, you know, thank you for giving me the pink blanket to allow me to take my final. I mean, that's like specifics. I mean, it was like, and so it's fascinating, but they're some of the most, like, it's so cute. They're just very direct, and they'll come in. And the other thing I did notice, though, and I don't know your experience with this, Mary, but sometimes when they come in, they'll come sometimes, not all the time, but they'll sometimes come in as like a pure white, as to acknowledge that they're crossed over, because of the fact that, you know, when you're a medium and you communicate with spirits, spirits are either incarnate or discarnate. So that means that they could be living or crossed. And I don't know that people understand that you can connect with a spirit that is still living, very much living, and tune into them. That's kind of the animal communication, right? But, so that'll be their way to kind of say, hey, I'm over on the other side, and they'll come through as bright white. The other thing I noticed, and I'm curious what your thoughts are on this. If I get a cat that was very much like, thought it was just like the bee's knees and like, you know, everything, it'll come through as a dog, as to say, I was so much more than a cat, because there's almost like a, I don't know if that's my perception of kind of the animal hierarchy, that cats are a little less than dogs. I don't know. I don't know what that is, but for whatever reason. And then they'll switch over, and then they're like, well, actually, that wasn't a dog, it was a cat. Then it'll switch over to a cat immediately, but just to make the point. So what's your experience with that? It's quite funny, interesting, actually.
Yeah, you know, I actually, when I'm doing a reading, sometimes I'll see that switching to such a degree that I will have difficulty explaining to, you know, the sitter that what I'm actually experiencing, you know, kind of trying to validate, yes, it's Fluffy, who is a poodle, is coming through. Well, Fluffy kind of looks like, you know, a turtle right now, but, you know, kind of going back and forth. It's talking with other mediums, what I've kind of gathered, it's much like reading the masculine and feminine. Sometimes it'll be a man, but it'll be a feminine energy. You can get the same thing with animals, both masculine and feminine, excuse me, but also what species they are and what age they are. So you can get that whole shifting and such, because again, they're a consciousness, they're a soul, and what you see and perceive of them is just kind of the interaction that you are having with them, or that the kind of suit that they're wearing at the time. And that's actually what I have found that's kind of unique in my method. My methodology is that I look at them much more as just other humans, and kind of when I'm working with animals, go down that route in my thinking and my interaction with them. So in other words, I may be interacting with Fluffy the poodle, and when I start connecting with Fluffy, I see that it is a poodle or changing to a turtle, but then my humanness kind of pulls it into, well, this is just, you know, Joe from Southern California, let's say. So they become a identity that's more human-like for me in how I associate their behaviors and their mannerisms and even their speech and how detailed they're in what they're communicating back. And going back to Tina's points, I find a lot of animals, well, almost all animals, predominantly talk or communicate telepathically. So it's really not a dialogue, as you said. It's more of little snippets or just kind of a sentence sitting there in front of you. You're not really sure how you got it and such. Some animals will give images, some still images, some moving. I find for me when I'm reading, almost all of those images are of them moving, playing, some sort of activity. Very few images that I get are like of them sleeping in their bed or just eating. There's some greater activity that they're always going through. And again, just to confirm what Tina was mentioning is the connection is with animals is, I can't think of a time where it hasn't been very, not only positive, but very joyful and loving and just a whole lot of gratitude for the relationship that you had with that animal that we're connecting with. To a T, or to every single one of those connections, they've always had those elements. Animals also tend to be very direct, and sometimes they don't. I find that you meet more of them that just really don't want to talk or give much more than, yep, that's right, or no, leave me alone. I get a lot more of that with animals than I do with, humans that have crossed over or other consciousness. Animals are much more matter of fact. And you have to respect that. A lot of people are like, well, I want to talk to my dog. Well, you're okay, but dog really doesn't have that much more to say. So right. That's how we have to respect that.
That's interesting that you mentioned that because when I've tried to communicate with animals that are living versus crossed over, I actually experience a little bit more of the snippets, whereas mm-hmm. I get a little bit more when they're crossed over. But the other thing I noticed too, and it may be like a compare and contrast, is I'm curious what your guys' thoughts are on this, and it might be more of I don't know that anyone has the ultimate truth, so it's more of just an opinion or your truth, but what is your thoughts in terms of, you know, that some people will be like, I swear that my dad is my dog or something, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
That I have seen that happen. I see it more often where, you know, the puppy you had when you were growing up is now your cat. I see a lot more of those kind of transforming into other relationships throughout your life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it does happen. And the dad is now, you know, my kid's puppy. Those types of interactions do happen. I guess my experience is I tend not to dive into those relationships unless explicitly asked, but I do know that they do happen.
Interesting. See, and I'm fascinated by that.
Animals are just like humans in the way we interact with the consciousness and whether they're still living or have transitioned, you still get that connection. There's differing strengths. I I think what we tend to do and what kind of people are less confident about is because they're associating animals as completely foreign to humans or a different connotation that they just cannot bridge that gap of, yeah, I could talk to my cat. I can understand exactly what she's saying to me. I think we get so caught up in that that's a cat and it only speaks cat and I'm a human
right.
and I only speak, you know, English, when we don't realize that we're closer than we really know. And so that's funny because along my journey in this past couple of years, I have been taking a couple of classes to learn techniques from other animal communicators. And it's so different than what I've always done. You know, there's a methodology to it.
Interesting. Yeah, that's fascinating. You know, you're talking is kind of, it's making me think a lot here. And I can see that, because one of the things, and I don't know, I think part of the validation for me of anyone who comes through, whether it be a spirit animal or spirit human, is that they bring through their personality. And so perhaps that's why oftentimes they are, you know, just kind of bringing a very direct and do, whereas humans, sometimes it's really, like, I will say it's much harder for me to connect with certain humans because they are, part of their message is like, hey, I wasn't easy to communicate with in life, or I was very shy, or I was reserved. And so they bring that and I'm like, okay, I get it. And so once I say that, then they start communicating more. So that's interesting. I think that maybe answered a little bit of a question that I had lingering out there.
Think of it as like them knowing a different language than you do.
They
could be speaking Arabic and you don't know Arabic.
Right.
You know English. I mean, it's being able to speak multiple languages. Animals also, they're what we interpret as words. They don't need as many words because they're actually speaking with their bodies and their body positioning. And so it's much more of a dialogue that humans really aren't, for the most part, tuned into. You know, they hold their ear a certain way and it means, you know, it's time to go to bed kind of stuff.
Yeah, right. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. My husband might have a difference of opinion. He's like, that RBF, I wear it well. He's always like, yeah,
absolutely.
I didn't say anything. I said nothing. Why are you thinking I'm mad? But yeah, that's funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's a different language that we actually know, but we're not mm-hmm. really acknowledging as much that we really do know how to speak that other language. Because obviously our animals know the language that we speak. I mean, they know when it's dinner time and it's time to go outside. They respond to those spoken words because they've learned them. They've learned that other language. And we just have not learned their language. So once you kind of acknowledge that they are speaking and communicating with us, it's just in a different type of language. And once you start to learn the words and the phrasing of the words to make a sentence or to have a conversation, it just all falls into place very easily.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Tina, I don't know, do you have any other thoughts on that? It's all fascinating. I love the discussion. It's very different.
Yeah. I have here in my home, I have three cats. And I have a Russian tortoise. So that's what we have
for the tortoise.
And I'm telling you, that tortoise is, I'm not kidding. I mean, I connect with my cats and everything. And like you said, Mary, their body language. I mean, it's just, you get to be really in tune, you know, with them and what they're communicating, what they're saying. But that turtle, I have to tell you, the other day I was holding the turtle and he likes to, just kind of like dig themselves into what's like nesting almost, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it was in the morning and I was having my coffee. I was wearing my robe and his name is Speedy. And it's my daughter's turtle. He's unbelievable. And so he looks at me and, you know, with his little eyes and he nuzzles into my neck and he's very loving. And I can almost like feel him saying like, I love you too. And, you know, it's just very funny, but you know, you wouldn't expect that, I guess, from like a Russian, you know, tortoise, you know, dogs are a little bit different. Cats are a little bit different, but I got to tell you, this turtle really amazes me of how, you know, just, like just kind that he is, you know, he's just really a lover and it's unbelievable to me. And I would have never thought, and I know animals are animals and they're all, you know, like, as you said, consciousness, but this turtle, I'm not kidding. I'm just so connected to this turtle and, it's amazing.
He recognizes that you're the one that helps, he likes his diet basically. Is what he's telling me, and that you're the one that helps to keep that diversity and get his favorite foods.
He gets very excited.
That's kind of his real connection with you. You're kind of like the goddess of all things that feed him. Really cool.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys, like, you won't believe me now, but because like you guys keep bringing up turtles, because you mentioned it a ton, Mary, and then Tina. Last night, and I swear I was not inebriated or had any other thing. I did take some melatonin, but I had a dream and it was like all of these animals were in it. And I've never had anything like that. And I can only imagine it's because you're here, Mary, that they were like, they're like, we're coming. And I've never had a dream with that many animals in it. And I swear right before I was ready to wake up, there's this turtle. It sat up on its hind legs and it like, it gave me like a headbutt, a kiss. And I was like, what the hell? And so I go and I Google first thing in the morning, like what it, like, I was like, turtle spirit animal. I was like, what does this mean? And, and so here we are. Yeah. So I think that's what it means.
Yeah, the synchronicities, because I don't recall ever having a reading where turtles snuck in, and that's kind of what, obviously the show has been, there's been a lot of turtle themes and whatnot, but sitting down this afternoon, turtles have really come in a lot for me in different ways and shapes, so I guess turtles so the same.
There's yeah, so. Turtle. There we go. There's something about that. Oh, you know what? I know. I understand what it is. Okay, got it. Mary, this is for you, and I'm now understanding this. Spirit is saying it's about coming out of your shell. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I was like, wait, what? And then, yeah, they just said it. I was like, I understand. So I need to let you know that. So thank you for willing to do that. And yeah, so do you want to go ahead and see if we've got any callers that want to talk to animals, or we'll see what they have in store for us, I guess.
Sure. I'll talk about anything. Yeah. If animals would be great, but we'll do whatever comes up.
We'll see. Yep, we'll see where it goes. Okay. All right. Let's get to our first call here. We've got area code 515. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hi, I'm Ann from Minneapolis. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. What can we help you with, Ann?
Just any messages coming through from the other side.
Okay.
Animal or otherwise.
yeah, I was going to say, do you have any animals? Because this is kind of a rare opportunity that we've got. Mary, I would love to see if you can. Do you have an animal that's currently that's incarnate, or is it discarnate? I'd love to. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Well,
do you have an animal that's living?
My parents do, but it's like my dog. And I have
okay.
two that have passed when I was younger.
Okay.
Was one of them a yellow lab? Or kind of a yellowish, mid-size type dog? Somebody jumped in, literally bounced into the room. It was, I'm just asking a few more questions. So, oh, that's my association. So I get it just as a very family-oriented, that's what labs mean to me. They're very family-oriented, loving, but playful. And that's the energy that's coming in for you. Just that it feels like it is more of the in your young from your younger life.
Okay. I had a German Shepherd as a kid for a little while.
Okay. Okay. This is very playful. So they're showing me you, them playing with you. And that was the, just as like little kids kind of running around, kind of stealing your sandwich or playing tag with you. kind of coming right up to you and then running away. So I'm just asking them for why they're showing me these images. And again, it's that playfulness, that the time in your life is what they're trying to emphasize to me, is their interaction with you.
Oh. Cool.
And it was more of a nanny type relationship with you is what they're telling me. I don't know if any of that resonates with you.
Not particularly. I was really young when we had this dog.
That's what they're telling me, that was the role that they were taking with you.
Oh, okay.
Kind of a protective, but not like aggressive protective. It's more of a nanny-ish type interaction with you.
Oh, cool.
And they're just walking me through the interactions with you. So again, not a lot of time with you when you were younger with this one dog. But in they came back in your life, interacting with you as another dog. I want to say more of a neighbor. Didn't live in your house is what they're showing me.
Okay.
It looked totally different, but it was that same kind of always interacting with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just asking them why they're giving me all this information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because they just gave me one word, which is a blessing.
Oh, huh. Nice. Interesting.
Well,
it
looked a little bit different. It was just a message for you that those relationships with the animals throughout your life all have meanings and were all blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So I don't
Very
know if
good.
Heather, Tina, are you getting anything?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Tina, do you want to go? I'm getting a few things here. So,
yeah, I mean, I just got a couple images really quickly. You know, the second she said German Shepherd, I mean, I'm drawing here and I'm just drawing a picture of a boomerang. So I don't know if that's something that was, you know, like didn't look like a Frisbee when I was trying to look in, but it was kind of like one of those, you know, just like a boom. It looked like a boomerang. So I don't know if that's something that the German Shepherd played with. If you can, you know, ask your family about that, because as you said, you were really young. So I just one of the images that I was getting, and then I was seeing like a smaller dog, like almost like a I want to say like a, and it reminds me of a dog that I had when I was younger. So the image popped in and I was like, are you my dog? You know, for a second, but I was getting like a white dog, like a Yorkshire Terrier, like a terrier type. So it was just, you know, like a smaller dog that was coming in. So to me, if that doesn't resonate with you, then it's just, it, you know, it could be that I'm seeing just, you know, the playfulness happening on the other side with, you know, the animals together. And so that's how I'm leaning towards that interpretation, is just like, you know, the two animals that came in and then just this playing with the boomerang. And that's really all that I picked up for you, Anne. There's really nothing else as far as the animal goes. Were you picking up anything, Heather?
Yeah, so I'm not going to pretend to be getting anything for an animal right now. I'm just not, not what's coming in for me. So I'll give you what I'm getting, Anne. So I feel like I want to talk about, is there something going on in terms, I feel like you're going through some change right now in life in terms of transition. Is there something, are you looking to make a change in your career? Is there something around that? Does that make sense?
I'm going through a very stressful time at work at the moment.
Okay. Okay.
I'd like to transition. I'd like it to be on my terms.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like you're in this space of like, do I move or am I going, is it going to be like voluntold or something? It feels like this very awkward, like I'm not quite sure where to move with things. But the feeling of like, I also want to take back my life or my purpose, or I'm using the wrong word, but I want to bring up a man as well. I don't know if you're currently with someone or if there's a separation involved there as well.
I'm single.
Okay. But there's a man that's around. So I don't know if you've had a separation from a man recently, but there's an energy of a man that's in your vibrational space. So does that make sense?
There was someone that I used to know that I had feelings for but could never cross that line with. And about this time last year, I pretty much said, you know, I haven't spoken to him since this time last year.
Okay. I know this is going to be really weird, and you're going to have to sit with this and look at the parallels. There's something very parallel to the dynamics with your job and the relationship that are surfacing. So think about being in a situation where you need to sort of speak your truth and what you want and what you expect out of the situation. Put that overlay on your job and your relationship. Does that make sense what I'm saying? You might have to sit with that a little bit, but
I basically spoke my truth with this person when he bailed on me again, and I haven't heard from him since.
Okay. And why
and
that
I've
energy?
Been speaking my truth at work, and it seems to be not putting me in a good light.
Okay. There's something that I want to connect with around that. Why do I feel like there's something where I don't know if there's a desire to kind of go into a new space or do something different. And I feel like a lot of times when we're overall not happy with a situation, or maybe it's not really fulfilling our soul's purpose, that we sort of find issues with it. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I feel like with the situation with your job, I feel like it's a situation where it would be really beneficial for you to start kind of putting aside the, well, I need a job or I need this, and start kind of pursuing a different path. I ask, why am I seeing writing? Is there something with writing?
No. I mean, I thought about doing a cookbook with my dad. I mean, I have known nothing about it, but.
yeah. But it's a passion. That's why I'm getting, there's something about like putting together something. So, but from your perspective, you're like, well, it's just sort of a pipe dream, but it's not, because it's like, I don't know anyone else on the call, but I don't know that I've ever thought about putting together, let alone, I don't think anyone would want me to, if I'm being honest. I'm not a cook. So I'm just saying.
But my dad is.
Yeah. So, and that's interesting because I have to tell you, Spirit was bringing up your mother and your father, and there's something with them. I don't know if there's a strong heritage connection or something with them, but I was also showing coins next to it, and I didn't understand why. That makes sense. I actually feel like that'll be a really good path for you and a really good opportunity if you were to do that. And it seems like it's very superficial. Oh. Like, I know in your mind you're probably downplaying a little bit, like, well, it's not a big deal. But I actually feel like it might lead to some other things because I feel like there's something. Is there like a... I don't know if it's like, it feels like a very strong, like, I don't know if it's like Italian or something like that, but it feels like there's a strong ethnic, like that people would be appealing
to.
Oh
my God, yes. Italian.
Okay. So you're like, there's a lot of, and your dad's like a quiet, I feel like your dad, like there's something about his energy when I'm picking up, he seems like a very quiet man, but like once you sort of like open it up, it's like, it's on. Like, your dad, like, so what I'm seeing with your dad, this will also, there's something that's going to be very therapeutic about him doing this cookbook because it's going to, that's fascinating. Okay. Spirit's telling me that this isn't just a cookbook. This is so much more than that. It's almost like if you think about like rewriting history or going back through your like genealogy, this something about this, because I feel like this goes back far, like the connection with Italian with your father. And I also feel like, I'm getting a lot right now. So I just feel like this is going to be really big for him. And I don't know if you know this to be true, but your father's father is passed, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel a father, your father's father's energy popping in right now. And I have to tell you, I don't know if you know the history around this, but I feel like there's some sadness with your father, with his father. There's some emotional dynamics that need to be healed within the relationship. Do you know that? I don't know if you know the history around that, but he's acknowledging that to me right now.
He died when he was like in his 20s, so he's pretty young.
Yeah. Coming through emotional, and anytime someone comes through emotional, there's some things that need to be healed with the dynamic. And it may not be something that was said or what, but there's something that your father has carried that hurts him regarding the dynamic of that. That's what I'm seeing. And there's also a female with a really long neck that's coming forward. I'm not sure who this is, but she's got a long neck. So for whatever that's worth. I think you should do that. I think it'll give you a distraction right now, a healthy distraction that you need. And like I said, I think it's going to be really good for your dad, but it's going to bring your dad closer as well. And is your parents retired or what's the...
Yes.
Okay. Cause your mom, I feel like your mom wants your dad to have a hobby right now. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yeah.
She's like, go do something, find something to occupy. So you would be doing your mom a favor as well, and she'd very much appreciate it. So I think it's good. I think you should absolutely pursue that. And a lot of times we often think about the career as being the, like, that's the job that's going to pay, but you'd be surprised at the things, the passions that call to us, that on the surface, it doesn't seem like it's an opportunity, but at the end of the day, it's calling to you for a reason. I think I can speak for myself, and I'm sure Mary and Tina, you probably have a similar thing. This, like, the passion, it's bigger than you, and you have to do it, and it's, forget about the day job, right?
or don't worry about the day job.
Heather, I want to confirm what you said about starting that project, because what I was getting is that is actually what helps decompress the situation that you're going through with your real job, the paying job.
Mm-hmm.
And it will help kind of take some of the steam off of what's going on, just so you're more relaxed and able to work through it in a more comfortable pace and whatnot. And this definitely is a new path for you. But so you're at a transition point in your, we'll say, your career, and it really will turn more from a career kind of that 8-to-5 job more into it's greater than a hobby, more of a lifestyle, and something that just really fills your soul of just, you know, really being creative. I kept getting, you know, something about you being creative and working through that or working on that project helps for mm-hmm. when you go into like the office and have to deal with, you know, this individual and this, the situation that you're in. It really gives you an opportunity to pause and get a new and better perspective on it. And
okay.
Something that will allow you to move forward with a lot of ease.
Good.
So think of it much like the next step on your path. So it's a new stepping stone that's kind of in a slightly different direction. And
great.
You'll enjoy that path.
Wow, this is like dead on and comforting.
Nice. And Anne, I just I pulled some cards for you as you guys were talking. So the first card that I pulled was the nostalgia card. And so I'm getting the sense that this is something like your father's dream, something that you've been thinking about for a while. And then the second card was fresh start. And what it shows is you know, some soil in your hand, and then there's like a sprout of something coming to fruition. And then the last part I pulled for you was from a different deck, and it was victory and success. So I just wanted to let you know that those are the cards that I pulled out. So, you know, in what everybody's saying, it's positive, and it sounds really good. So I would certainly pursue that. Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
It sounds
awesome.
Like you'll be look into foods for other, like the animals and whatnot, so the pets and whatnot. So there's some interactions with them through this project with your dad.
Okay.
So something to look for, because they are part of your support team on this pathway.
Okay. Good.
And I'm also going to say, I think the what we were speaking about, the turtle, I think is part of the message for you as well, right? Being able to come out of that shell, because there's something, I don't know that you've scratched the surface on what, like, your true, like, it's going to be one of these things, like, my life 2.0. There's something, like, this reinvention going on. So I think you should take that as well, if it serves you. So hopefully that helps, and definitely call back and let us know how that goes, and we can take a look at your cookbook. I love Italian, although I can't do gluten anymore, so that's not cool. But they say that the Italian, though, that that someone got in an argument with me one time, like, well, if you go to Italy, there's no, like, it's so fresh that they don't process things here. So I'm like, okay, I'll go. So. So
that would be when
amazing.
I lived in Italy, they laughed at me. I asked where can I get organic food, and they laughed. I'm like, everything's organic.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that's my objective, is to go there, because it's just amazing there. So that would be very cool. Mm-hmm. So let us know. Definitely keep in touch, and good luck to you, and have a good night. Good weekend.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Have a good night.
Yeah. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Thank you, Anne.
All right, guys. So, oh my gosh, I cannot believe it. Like, we're at time here. It's crazy. Like, wow. I think I lose track of time with all the spiritual topics, and we could totally go on forever. But it's been so amazing having all of the discussions, and I just really appreciate Mary. I think it's good. I think that the turtle message is for you, and I'm so glad that you came on and That's awesome. So I guess I'll go ahead and if you guys are good, I think we're good. Let's get our weekend started here, huh?
Sounds good.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
I do want to thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah.
You can find me at MaryLloydMedium.com.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. So, yeah, Mary, she, like I said, I had a reading by her, and she was amazing. Yeah, I'm blown away. In fact, I have to tell you, Mary, I haven't told you yet, but everything you said about my job, you are spot on. I actually just switched roles too, and you said that I would be getting a new position in the company, and my boss would be helping with that. Exactly what you said. I'm no joke. I never got the chance to validate that for you, so I wanted to do that. So thank you so much for that. You're freaking amazing. And if anybody wants to get a hold of myself, I'm at heatherfilona.com. I go by Medium on a Mission, so check me out on Facebook, or I also have YouTube, and I will be posting this on YouTube as usual. And Tina Godin, messagesofcomfort.com. And just really quick before we end, I did want to let everyone know that at the end of March, there's going to be an amazing retreat that I'm going to be doing with Angela from Mystic Moon, Melanie from Whole Again 1111, Dee from Consciousness Evolution Journey, and we will be doing this in Phoenix. I'm super excited about it. It is going to be an amazing time. I've never personally had the honor of being at a retreat where you get little goodie bags, and we're going to make that happen. So so if anyone's interested, the information is in the link here to the show. And you can also find that on my website or on Instagram. And I know, Mary, you're on Instagram as well. So so all good stuff. There's just amazing things going on here. And also, just so everyone's aware, we will not be having a show next week. I'm celebrating my anniversary with my husband, and I want to make sure that I give him that time. So, but we will be back the following week. So yay. Thanks again. Amazing.
Thank you.
You guys are rock stars.
Thanks,
yeah.
Mary.
Yeah. All right.
I
have a good
lot.
Weekend. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I did too. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Have a good one, everyone.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye.